The Army Corps' Regulatory Division is responsible for issuing permits for developments that impact navigable waters or wetlands under the authority of either the Rivers and Harbors Act or the Clean Water Act. Several developers and environmental consultants asked questions, most of them dealing with ways to streamline the process of issuing permits. Hobby said that his division has the highest volume of permits in the Corps, but does not have a proportionately sized budget or staff, and that he is meeting with the public to take suggestions on how his office could serve the public better.
I think there's a lot of confusion about our program, what we do, what we don't do, what our responsibilities and authorities are and are not. And communication is the key. And I believe that getting out and talking with members of the public throughout the state help better educate them about our program, what our responsibilities are. And if they better understand that, they can better help us do our jobs. And as public servants, we owe them. We have responsibility to make sure they do understand our program. And through education, through understanding, comes acceptance and assistance.
The St. Petersburg Times has reported that from 1999 to 2003, the Corps approved 12,000 permits for destroying wetlands and denied just one. And, despite a federal policy of no net loss of wetlands, Florida has lost about 84,000 acres of wetlands to development between 1990 and 2003. WMNF asked Hobby to explain the perception that the Corps issues too few denials of wetlands destruction.
Yes, on a national average, say Jacksonville District, if we issue 10,000 permits a year, we may only deny 5 or 6. What people don't see, though, is that permits go out the door looking much different than they come in. A large part of our job is to really push the avoidance and minimization. For example, out of this 10,000 permits, say that when they initially came in the door, they had proposed 100,000 acres of impact, but at the end of the year, there was only 10,000 acres of impact. That means we reduced the overall impact by 90,000 acres. So although we say no a lot through the process, the final answer may not be no, but they may not have got everything they were wanting in the beginning.
When wetlands are destroyed, a developer must create new wetlands, a process called mitigation. Hobby said that sometimes the number of acres that are created through mitigation is less than the number of acres of natural wetlands destroyed.
Well, what we do in the Corps is when we look at mitigation for wetland impacts, we do a functional assessment. So we come up with a scientific determination of what the functions and values of the wetland being impacted are. And when we look at mitigation, what we try to do is make sure we compensate for those functions and values lost. So what we were trying to get at is sometimes, say, 2 acres of a wetland may be impacted. It may only take an acre of a high-quality wetland to mitigate that 2 acres of low-quality wetland impacted to make up for that.
Joe Murphy is the Florida Program Coordinator with the Gulf Restoration Network. He said that mitigation is costlier than leaving natural wetlands intact and disagrees with the idea that mitigation produces wetlands that are superior to natural wetlands.
Floridians have had the myth of mitigation kind of thrust upon them by the development community. Natural systems, functioning natural systems, the wetlands we see, our rivers, our coastal estuaries, you know, they're the things we need to be protecting. Humanity, people, science, we can't duplicate those things. We can come up with something that may work for certain aspects of what they do, but keeping the environment and keeping wetlands protected and safe as they are is the single best thing we can do for our water supply, for our wildlife, and for our future.
Becky Ayesh is with the Environmental Confederation of Southwest Florida. Ayesh agrees with Murphy that mitigation is much worse than just preserving natural wetlands.
We're always hoping that the Corps will look at no impacts first and feel that that, from an ecological standpoint, particularly with the pressures that are going on now with development of all types in Florida, that that's what we have to do. Because if you mitigate it off-site, then when that land becomes valuable, then what are you going to do? Are you going to then mitigate it again and then mitigate it again? And so finally, you have all these areas where there used to be wetlands and now there's not, and we have another Lake Okeechobee as an example for the ultimate horror story.
Murphy said the Cypress Creek watershed in the northern Tampa Bay region is an example of where the Corps is unwisely permitting the destruction of critical wetlands.
I think that we need to be asking the Army Corps of Engineers a lot of tough questions. Here's a federal entity, a federal agency that's charged with protecting a public resource. I think Cypress Creek Town Center is a great example of where that didn't happen. The folks from the Corps here today talked about how they really want to protect the best wetlands. Well, you had 56 acres of prime productive wetlands that feed the Hillsborough River, that supply drinking water for the city of Tampa, and now they're going to be underneath a parking lot in a mall because the Corps decided that was okay. The Corps' mission is to enforce the Clean Water Act. The Corps' mission is to make sure that if a project is not wetland dependent, if it can be built any other way in any other place, that's what's supposed to happen.
WMNF asked Murphy why the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners is discussing the elimination of the Environmental Protection Commission's Wetlands Division.
I think it's really very, very clear that this is not about the budget of Hillsborough County. Any attempt to get rid of the EPC's Wetlands Division is about making it easier for developers to develop wetlands. If you looked at it from a budgetary perspective, it's a very small part of the county's budget. And what is saved every year by the general taxpayer, by not having to deal with stormwater problems, with not having flooding issues, with having places to recreate and enjoy, with having clean water, you know, the value we get out of wetlands is 10 times worth whatever the county spends every year to protect them. This is a program that's under the gun because the development community in Hillsborough County doesn't like to play by the rules and doesn't want to have to hear the word no.
To learn more about the Army Corps of Engineers or the Gulf Restoration Network, you can find their websites in the archive of this story at WMNF.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.